So sorry, I intruded into David's presentation, but the reason why this could not be water is because we clearly resolve something, and if it were only molecules, we couldn't have resolved anything. So this is, there is a cloud, a murky cloud. So this raises immediately the suspicion that this is some kind of hydrogel. And it cannot be just a liquid. There's something bubbling in there, and then the end result is sometimes a chip. Now this is just looks to me like another version of hydrogel that is designed to be injected without saline. So there are some differences, but not significant differences.
Okay, so just another formulation. All right,
that's my interpretation, please.
And David, did you is it still going, or is it?
Yeah, no, it's still going. It's just bubbling away in the corner. It's not doing anything as dramatic as what it usually does. So I'm not, I think it's interesting that it's not. Just bring us back to that. Yeah, so it's just bubbling away there.
Ah, okay. So this is the preliminary stage.
Yeah. Yeah, so this progresses to the first round of crystals.
Yeah. So there is some kind of membrane that has formed here, and this turbulence is ejecting matter in and out of the membrane.
But then it gets like smaller. I mean, it starts shrinking, right?
Maybe, yeah, some bubbles start shrinking, but
no, I mean like the boundary that it's bubbling around.
Yeah, it could start shrinking. It's difficult to say. So all this cloud here, you can see it's murky cloud. This is, I think it's just finer hydrogel. Again, we couldn't have seen it if it was just atoms, right?
Yeah, under standard microscope, no, it wouldn't.
What I'll do is I'll just put a smaller drop next to it, because it'll dry quicker than what this is going to.
And in a previous session, we asked David to place a communicating cellular telephone near the sample, and it speeded things up by a lot.
You want to try now? Get the cell phone. It's also, it has like a, I see the murky cloud that you're saying. It has like a bluish.
Yes.
Bluish tint. Like a.
Yeah, but this is dark field, so. The colors may not be representative. In bright field, it could either be invisible or have some different color.
It's gaining also. So what's interesting that it's gaining somehow energy.
Like yeah.
This boiling process. So I mean.
He likes Pink Floyd, I think.
It just feels, it feels right.
Oh, yeah.
Did you put it near the sample, or it's getting more energized now?
It got, oh wow.
Yeah, you can see, you can see the dramatic effect.
Uh-huh.
It's almost dancing to the music.
Yeah, just give it some Pink Floyd and it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just put this other small drop on. I'll just find it. Stay here. Yeah, it's definitely got going a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this blue boundary just strange. And it's square. His right angles.
Yeah, there's just one corner.
I mean,
It might change shape a little bit before it settles. But you can see that there are some violent exchanges of matter.
Yep. The Muse?
Yeah.
I love it. I think I have it also in my playlist.
Yeah. I think I discovered previously that you were a Muse fan. You will let you find my So I've spent far too much time the last week looking at bubbles.
It's fascinating. And yeah, so why does it do that? So now did it make a circle?
Yeah.
Okay. Soundtrack is awesome. So appropriate.
So it could take a while.
Yeah.
From here.
Right, but it made a like a circle now. So
it's made a circle, and it will condense down over the next 10 minutes quarter now. I'm happy to watch it, and eventually it'll make a crystal. And the longer it takes, the more complex the crystal.
And so that crystal then has the, well, you were showing before, it has the little microstructures on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So someone in Matt and I spent a couple of hours looking at the process last week, and I'll put that on my website. So I'll put that in the chat, actually. It's probably worth having that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very fascinating. So, yeah, I will look into more in the labels in that particular company. But I think, yeah, it would be great if you guys started checking more things and more brands, and so that people can talk to their dentists and physicians and start, you know, discussing these issues.
David, so what's outside of this membrane, like here? A lot, right?
Yeah.
There's still a lot going on out there.
So it doesn't create crystals, like, so it's shrinking and drying, and it creates crystals in the middle, but not on the outside.
No, just in the middle.
So, I mean, definitely this is not some kind of a random, because if it was a salt or sugar, it would deposit structures everywhere randomly, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is not random, this is directed.
Oh, yeah. Seems to be very well engineered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't think it's drying, by the way. This is the property of hydrogel. But it could be shrinking because it's releasing some payload, but still remains hydrogel in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the bubbles have gone.
All right, it's not bubbles anymore. I mean, they're little bubbles. Is it the same magnification?
Yeah, no, we're just using the 4x objective at the moment. So this is just 40x.
Uh-huh.
But the flashes of light are interesting too, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, they flash when they disappear, these little bubbles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be an effect of the dark field.
Right.
Okay. So, sorry, David, did you say this is 4x now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's some large bubbles still waiting to do something.
This is the point where it gets like paint drying.
Yeah, well, we're watching the hydrogel dry or solidify or whatever it's doing. it's already 4. I will have to go very soon. I'll try to publish something on this, but keep me posted on what you find, and especially if you do a Faraday experiment.
So yeah. This is when I did yesterday.
David came up with a very nice idea of adding oil that seemed to clear some of the extra hydrogel, and it revealed what appeared to be electronic components underneath that were obscured before the oil. So somehow these injections seem to create larger and more elaborate chips than the COVID injections we looked so far, at thus far.
Yeah.
But still, we have previous tests by Matt Taylor, and he obtain not chips but rather filaments and fibers. So this technology, yeah, and we get the same on the COVID injection. So this technology could create either chips or other filaments and payload delivery vehicles or whatever you want to call them.
It's bizarre. Well, yeah, let's keep looking at this and keep identifying the manufacturers and what it's doing. And in the meantime, yeah, so I will start reading the papers. You guys can look at the Lanier Lab papers. I think I've seen somewhere there, like, he's talking about soft actuators. So like they can put any payload into the hydrogel, whatever the hydrogel they're making, and so including what they call soft actuators, I guess these kinds of microelectronics components.
That would be something slightly different. So soft actuators would not be your typical electronic circuitry, but they would be rather more limited structures that still retain the hydrogel properties. That's why it's called soft, but would contain some electrical contacts. For example, if you wanted to use sensors, or you want to just plant electrodes on the heart, or maybe deliver or read or deliver signals into the heart, actuators would be the way to go, whereas the electronic circuitry are more organized for processing, storage, and other things. Actuators, I think, mostly sensors or something like that.
Yeah, I've seen another grant from DARPA went to Pittsburgh University. Let me see if I can quickly find this. There's another lab that does that.
It is actually producing a crystal.
Oh yeah. That's cool.
You can see it growing from the seed. This whole area.
Oh, yeah, these are nice square edges. And then when David gets crystals, he likes to blow them up by adding more liquid. And it seems to result in more complex circuitry, finally.
This one's taking a long time to make, so this may be something that's worth keeping. I repeated the process about six times yesterday and got to the point where the solution was clearly saturated. And it's, you know, there's a point where it's not worth doing it anymore. So I tried adding saline and it didn't get any better.
So here there is clearly some work being done by the finer hydrogel. You cannot resolve it except as a cloud, but you can see that it's expressing edges and in morph, creating morphologies and so on. Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I will leave you at it. I'll go and get some sleep. It's
yeah, it's gotta be late for you.
2 a.m.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah, I gotta go also. So thanks guys. This was very, very interesting and awesome soundtrack.
So let's meet more often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you, Sasha. Thank
All
you.
All right. Yeah, it was great seeing you, David, and we'll stay in touch.
That'd be good. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Shimon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.